Since, as it is usual, I have placed a take-home for you in the bulletin. And when we get to heaven, one of my joys would be asking you what was in the bulletin today, this Sunday. And please share what you see with family, with friends. Share even with. Thank you. I have a friend in McAllen, Texas. This friend is close to 70 of age. A few years ago, he told me that he was a Sunday Catholic. He would go on the Sundays. Sometimes he would not go, he said to me. But he said, "You know, Father Matthias, I was not a bad man." He said to me, "Once in a while, I'd go out doing things. The only thing, this man did not have was Christ as the center of his life. Jesus Christ was not the center of his life. One day he went to a funeral mass in McAllen, Texas. And there in that funeral was a young man and a young woman. They were not married. They were just going out for the weekend. And they died somewhere around 1 a.m. in the morning in a car crash. When he came to this funeral, he said to me, part of the preaching of the priest was that he wondered if this young man and young woman was ready to meet Jesus Christ when they died. And according to my friend, those words struck like lightning in his heart, and his life was never the same again. He began to go to Mass every Sunday. Some weekdays, he would also go to Mass. He said, "If I die and meet Jesus, I know I am not ready." "My life changed," he said. That question is addressed to each one of us today. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come like a thief." And it doesn't matter what we say. All that matters is that the moment we die, there will be no more masks. And we will face the Lord as we are. The kind of window dressing you see, "Well, I do this and I go to Mass on Sunday. I am not a bad Catholic, am I?" All that will be gone. We will face the Lord as we are and as we lived our lives. Apart from going to Mass every Sunday and some weekdays, my friend told me, he now began to reach out to others in the community in love, in charity, in kindness, so that he will bless others, his neighbors. That's all we should all do. Brother Jesus, judge of humanity, help me to prepare myself for the moment I shall meet you face to face. Convict my heart with wisdom and faith to live a life pleasing to you and loving to my neighbor as I participate in the covenant of your death and resurrection at this altar, and receive your body, blood, soul, and divinity. Amen.